Ladies and gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It's 8:30, 2019. It's a live Friday night show. And let me say this tonight, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord Jesus protect all of those people in Florida and Georgia in the path of the storms. And may the disabled veteran, the who was special forces, and his five boys down there be protected. May my good friend Mickey Mantle be protected. May my good friend the grandma up in Jacksonville be protected. All the good people of Florida, Georgia, that whole area. May the Lord protect you against all evil. And if you get an evacuation, consider going and doing it if you can. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring our special guest up tonight, Brother Steve Quayle, who's going to talk to you about a lot of the things going on. And there is so much going on big in this world. It's really weird and strange and all of this. And the war is on, the war with the heavens versus the hellions and the fallen angels is definitely ongoing. And Brother Quayle, God bless you. Go ahead and take the ball and run with it.
Well, thank you, Hawk, and I think we've got to start out tonight by telling everyone that the U.S. Geological Survey, under presidential orders and also, I believe, under Pentagon orders, has basically secured all real-time information of seismic events. In other words, they're the clearinghouse, and they've decided to send out a memo marked eyes only, and now they've turned it over to the Smithsonian. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Smithsonian have been the gatekeepers of almost all information that the elite believe you don't have the right to know. So obviously with AI, and I call that alien intelligence, alien implant, obviously artificial intelligence, what's happening is now everything that we are reading or being fed in the MSM, all even the political diatribes and the generated war between, you know, the Republicans or rhinos with no spinos and the demon rats and those who have made war on God. I want to just talk to you about this. I received from, as Hawk would say, the backside, information that the powers that be are expecting somewhere around a 7.5 to 9.5 China Lake area EQ within about 4 weeks. And there's no external news because that basically everything is locked up. Now, one of the most problematic stories that was pretty much leaked yesterday, pun intended, the Salton Sea, which is about 226.4 feet below sea level. In other words, at, you know, it's 230 feet below sea level, started off-gassing hydrogen sulfide. H2S is interesting because usually all of the volcanoes, and all of the different magma flows, when there's any indication of off-gassing, they absolutely are going to send their retrieval team to find out not only what's in the gas, hydrogen sulfide, but if there are any other indicators of a major volcanic eruption. Now, up until the disaster at China Lake, and by the way, Hawk, and everybody out there, according to reports that are real, there's over 225,000 sub-1 magnitude quakes. I think right now on the California-Nevada website at University of Southern California, I think it might be up to 3,100 the last time I saw it this morning. And that's over 1.5. But what's lost in the talk, and not with a hawk, there you go, Hawk, and I'm going to be the one to bring you the shock, is, and by the way, I don't rap. The thing is that I'm so concerned about what's taking place. They never shut it down unless they know it's coming down. Remember that when it comes to the truth. They never shut it down except when they know it's coming down. So how will you believe or know or even get a feel for what's really going on? Well, you're going to have to learn how to read instruments, whether it's the magnetometer that's talking about the magnetic field on the Earth, the flux going on, whether it's the solar ray information that you can get on, what, Space Science or Science Daily. You've got to pay attention. A very famous geologist with the USGS named Bernard Chouet said long period episodic quakes in his endeavors and scientific experiments indicate a major magmatic event. And here's what is interesting. He called Mount Pinatubo before it happened. Classic volcanism, and those who are saying, well, we really can't tell. Listen, they can tell a lot. And one of the things, Hawk, I'm working on right now is in the Cascadia region. You're seeing stories that are absolute fabrications and lies. When you're seeing earthquakes, swarms, that's a hard word tonight, evidently, swarms that have long period episodic timing to them, that is indicative of magma moving. Off the coast of Oregon, we just had the Bandon EQ, which was about 6.4, then they downgraded to 6.1. And there is a threshold in an algorithm, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have access to it. A certain scientist I know does have access to it. He said, Steve, if the parameters of the earthquake exceed this, or the seismicity of quake sees this, the computer algorithm will drop like one out of three, one out of four events. Now, Hawk, you and I talked about the red list, the blue list, and the green list. It's not yellow, it's not orange, it's not pink. Well, maybe it's pink nowadays. But the thing is that now we have a situation where we've got the multiple military in different towns across the country. And you know, no one ever asks them, whether it's in New York City, Washington, D.C., or North Carolina, what are you guys doing this for? This is America. And notice who the bad guys are, the patriots. Well, today one of the most astonishing reports came out of just what the military has planned. And, Hawk, you and I were told by a multi-four-star general, two of them, what lies ahead on the guillotines. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that story was broken almost 20 years ago. I was one of the people that broke it, and Hawk, now it's coming out. Give everyone your take on why are they bringing out the guillotines and saying it's a humane way to die?
Well, I'll tell you what, they only bring it out when they're going to use it, brother. And all I know is, I talked about it last night on air, is that they can't, I had a report out of Pantex, you know, in Texas, Steve, the... You know, the nuclear weapons, you know, plant down there, and a suspicious package, second one in 2 weeks appears, and yet they can't determine from the video cameras who placed it there, but yet they're running at McCarran Airport in Dallas, full facial recognition on the American populace, you know? It's like they're coming for us again, man.
Yeah, and here's the deal, Hawk. You know, there used to be a book, The Day the Dollar Dies. Equal justice under the law is gone. Blind justice has been executed. Now we're at the time that the Bible talks the period of the mystery of iniquity, which means lawlessness. And what's happening, and this is really important for people to understand, space storms and interference with the magnetosphere that surrounds the Earth and protects the Earth from cosmic radiations, people are starting to lose it. They're losing it because the brain operates in a very unique, if you will, balance that God created for us to function in. Obviously, with 5G, and I call it pentadeath, P-E-N-T-A, death, and all of the other net-like features, people don't understand. They've been absorbed into the electronic Borg, and the Borg will not allow individual thought. The Borg will dictate. So, Hawk, this is a time period, you and I over the years, we've been on together, and by the way, thank you for letting me come on tonight. We've talked about the days that would be. These are the days that are. There's no longer would be.
They're here now. You bet.
Yep, we're here now. Go ahead if you want to say anything, because I don't want to. When I start, you know what? I don't know anything.
Go ahead. I want you to roll with the ball.
Well, I started tracking and posting, and thank you, God bless you, Beata, for sending all of the different flights from NASA. And what was interesting is even NASA, in the article that Celeste posted on her website, shepherdsheart.life, I think it is, it's on my website, stevequayle.com, was talking about NASA even having guillotines. What? Martians get to go the same way the Patriots do? Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand the irony of that, okay? So why now? And here's what I'm saying. The disturbances, whether it was the Russians, the Chinese, whoever initiated the China Lake 7.1 earthquake, was demonstrating what Vladimir Zhirinovsky said years ago. Remember, Hawk, he used to absolutely just lay into the U.S., and he said, we have a secret weapon called the Ellipton that can literally split the Earth in half. Well, I guess they detuned it and split something in half, but it set into motion a series of, I would call, reverberating P waves that have done massive amounts of damage to the underground bases in the West. Back to the Salton Sea. It appears by the flights that NASA has been flying and up and down the coast over the San Andreas between, you know, the desert, Ridgecrest, China Lake region, and all points between. They are tracking magma flow. Most people did not even know that there was a magma pool of the, I would say, of the size and the dimension that was under China Lake. And you got to ask yourself, why would the military even build there in the first place? China Lake, ladies and gentlemen, obviously so much of it's classified, but when they tell you openly that it's non-usable, the numbers that I have seen from the backside, from people who are in that world, you know, anonymous people, I never care, you and I know, Hawk, we have, by the grace of God, not exposed anybody, and even when our baiters and our, you know, people that just said we were not telling the truth, their lives were important, more important than the, if you will, the mob mentality on certain boards. But what is happening, ladies and gentlemen? They're now over Kansas. They've been up over Boise, Idaho. Most people don't understand. Everything, you know, Hawk, for the years I've been fighting the disinformation, misinformation of Yellowstone's going to blow at any point. That is a total diversion. When we interviewed for our new film called Cascadia, the Big One, which I hope to, you know, people who come to Branson or people who live stream Branson will see it, it is a shocking, and I'm telling you what, I don't know how to use it, but shockwave is what people are in for. One of the most important articles written was written by a lady whose last name is Schilt. She disappeared 4 years ago after writing the, I would say this, the magnum opus of what is going to happen on the Cascadia. Here's the bottom line. You know how I overuse that word? Well, let's just get it right now. The bottom line is 9 million people, they are estimating on their computer model, are going to die when simultaneously the Cascade region gives way. Go ahead.
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say. I can see that in my mind's eye. The Lord shows me that, and I see mountains upturned and liquefaction in Seattle and all up and down. I see the upwelling. Remember the big upwelling that started in north of Northern California and on up into Oregon, Steve? I see the volcanoes blowing the whole nine yards, and it just being turned topsy-turvy, and then large portions of the West Coast thrown into the sea, you know?
Well, California, what used to be called the Isles of California, I don't know how to pronounce it in Spanish, what is it? Isla de la California or something?
Isla.
Isla, okay. Well, that's why I don't speak any language, and sometimes it's questionable if my English is good. But the point being... Yeah, the point being, Hawk, is you know this, if we already are seeing at the 230-foot level, 226.3, someone will want to correct me, of the Salton Sea's, you know, depth below sea level, then we're looking at the potential for the Pacific seawall rupturing. You and I, excuse me, were told 10, 15 years ago, I don't know, you have a better concept of time than I do, that thickness or the dimension of that wall is 4 feet. If this event happens that they're talking about, it is going to be beyond what most people can imagine. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's shift gears. Every time it seems like talk radio brings up an issue, and this has happened, Hawk, in talking about the rift that is literally deepening off of Midway and basically
in the Mariana Trench, right?
Yeah. But it's actually beyond the Marianas. It's further east towards the Hawaiian Islands. It's kind of midway, pun intended. The thing is that it's now hit, according to my sources, 37,750 feet, which makes it deeper than the Mariana Trench. Well, the threshold for bursting is 40,000 feet, Hawk. the deep rover, the deep submersibles, are recording some of the most bizarre behavior 3,500 feet off the bottom, which would put it about 34,005 right. plus or minus a couple hundred feet. The water is starting to boil and turn into, you're going to love this word, a vortex. When submarines are down that far, they have to use basically buoys. They're very small, and they come up the surface, and they transmit a burst of information. They also maintain that they're hearing sounds, and this is coming from, how do I say this, data. It's not coming from the National Enquirer. It's not coming from the Siberian hole to hell or, you know, whatever. This is coming from raw data that they're hearing literally screams of anguish, and at the 3,000-foot level off the bottom or the surface of the ocean, they had to basically tune off their hydrophones because the sound was even reverberating off the hull. As people know how sound, and we have a friend that used to be in that world. But this is the deal. Yeah. It was 115 dBs. And the closer they got, it literally was maxing their machines, okay? It would be like trying to put a microphone on an explosion.
Tell the people who those screams of anguish are coming from. Are they not the souls of the demonic souls of the giants?
Well, first of all, that's a good question because, the dead, the Rephaim, and in Hebrew the word Rapha means dead. Rephaim are those of the dead. Even in the Psalms it shall the dead rise to praise thee, and thank you for bringing that up. The thing that is imperative for people to understand is when Jesus talked about the gates of hell opening up and, you know, literally not prevailing against his church, his believers. It has nothing to do with the Catholic Church. It means the ecclesia, the called out ones, the called out unto him. That may flip people out, but that's what it means. And the thing that people will remember is that demons are the disembodied spirits of the giants. When Jesus cast the Gadarene demoniac, the evil spirits of the Gadarene demoniac, they begged him not to send them into the deep. The deep, yep. Obviously one of the Greek words is abyss, from which we get the word abysmal. It means almost a place of hopelessness and despair. So it's interesting because there's another scripture that says, hell from beneath is moved at thy coming. That can have double meanings. When Satan is finally taken into, defeated and cast into hell, and he actually, that can mean that. But it can also mean that hell is agitated, and they know that the devil is soon to appear on earth. So we're ready to get sandwiched, Hawk, and this is coming from real sources. And don't say anything beyond what? But I provided you with the bona fides of the source, did I not?
Yes.
And in your estimation, you and I have known some pretty amazing people. Seeing the bona fides, you can understand how he's capable of seeing original data. Is that correct?
Yes, I would agree with that. And based on what you had sent me, I think that would be an ability to peer through the curtains and look and see what's going on. Yes.
Yep. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not asking Hawk to agree for agreement's sake. I've also, told a couple other people just so the information's out there. Now, what does this mean to everyone? I asked the source, I said, please tell me what the expectation of the computer models are indicating now. He said, I'll know more, the scientists, I'll know more when I have more data. But right now, it looks like something like if the crust ruptures at the 40,000-foot mark and the water that is going to be, moving so quickly, they're estimating between 1,500 and 2,000 mile an hour tidal waves, minimum 200 feet, yep. against the West Coast. And it's not yep. just North America. It's California, the Baja, and down into South America. So, saying that, there's a total wiping out of the imagery on Google Earth. I know a lot of people have tried, and they said, man, it's just solid. I remember looking at this area, and you could see all the caverns, and you could see all the lines, you could see everything. Now it's like somebody took a paintbrush and just painted it over. That's what it's called. It's called the cover-up and cover-over of the truth. And, Hawk, my goal today is to get people to pray. And, you know, when I say pray, and by the way, neither one of you, or those of you that think that we're pacifists, you're wrong. But when you're dealing with supernatural entities, Hawk and I were both told that the things that the Mighty Men of Valor, the MMVs, fought, and one of the generals who's tougher than tough made the statement, he said, I've seen guys who are some of the most powerful warriors in the world literally have heart attacks. Did he not tell us both that?
Yes. Yes, he did.
He said that
even some of the toughest guys you would think in the military units and stuff, when they come into their group and they confront the what's down below and the giants in stasis and the beings that bump in the night, and they have to bump them back, that these guys can't handle it. And then Jesus told us that too, did he not? Men's hearts will fail them, you know, for what comes upon the earth, you know.
And I don't think, you know, Hawk, you and I have talked about it. The problem with contemporary Christianity is they're not preparing the people for what is coming down. You can quote Ephesians 6 for 50 years of your life, then encounter it one night, you know, in your living room or whatever, and you basically either lose your bowels, you lose your bladder, or throw up, or turn white, gray, or die. And, you know, their motto, the MMV, and I've quoted it, you've quoted it, you know, it's true, things go bump in the night, but they know how to bump back. And so, ladies and gentlemen, there's a whole different world out there when the scripture, Paul says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The strongholds are not, you know, the Democratic Party or the communist takeover of the United States or the Republican pool parties. You know, what it is that which is in the heavenly realms. And so it's amazing, Hawk, that, again, the problem is, people don't believe the red letter version of their Bible. Actually, they don't even probably
have a
red letter version unless they buy one. But Jesus meant what he said what he meant. We're going to deal with it. We're dealing with it now. And again, I want to make this clear to everybody. As they say in North Carolina, these things aren't fixing to happen. These things are happening now. And if it's true, okay, someone says, I don't believe all that stuff about China Lake. The damage done to the underground system, underground bunkers, ladies and gentlemen, bases, tunnels, they were designed during the Cold War, where we, you know, every country felt like we're going to be blowing the bunkers out of everybody else. So the thing, that's the nicest way I know how to say it. And the bunkers, you know, were built, but the maglev trains, Hawk, you and I were talking about those 15 years ago, 1,600 miles an hour. Those things are pretty much damaged. And now China Lake, where the tube trains go out to the coast and all the, when I say tube trains, I mean they have giant tunnels. Anybody that's ever seen the nuclear tunnel boring machines will tell you that. You know, I flew to Dallas.
Yeah, people, look at Rand Corporation and look at the tunnel boring machines. Look up nuclear tunnel boring machines and you'll see pictures of them. People still don't believe that even exists, Steve, but it sure has existed since the 50s, you know?
Well, and the thing is again, it's tragic because, and this is where it all comes, and you know, you get the same thing. Well, how does this have to do with salvation? Everything, because all excuses fail. And when the only one and the only power to deal with this stuff is a supernatural, miraculous intervention of the blood of Jesus, the Bible says, and we overcome him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, we love not our lives to death. You know, and a good example of that, Hawk, is the thing is this, is that the blood is the most, how should I say this, prevalent substance on the planet, except for the blood of Jesus, meaning the babies that are butchered, sacrificed, you know, blood's flowing. Celeste, basically, again, on the show that she and I were on together, and you need to have her on, Hawk. She was talking about the human blood cells in chemtrail spray and literally seeing some of her vegetables in her garden bleeding, B-L-E-E-D-I-N-G.
Whoa.
And people can say, well, that's not physiological possible. When you're dealing in the world of genetic recombinant how would you say, manipulation and all of the stuff that's secret in that realm, it is very well possible. So here's the, I wouldn't say the irony, this is the payback. Those who could have, should have, and would have stood for life, and even the churches today, those who call them churches, claimants, okay, not possessants, even they won't speak up against abortion. When I see clergy, and I'm sorry, sitting around praying and asking God to bless an abortion clinic, if I had the power of God, I would say, Lord, show by your great displeasure, literally cause the earth to open before them.
Yeah. Or a lightning bolt, I think, would be appropriate, you know?
Yeah. And then somebody said, you don't know what spirit you are. I said, oh, yes, I am. I'm jealous for the blood of the innocent. And I just got a book, and I apologize to the author. I found it. It was on, you know, under five books. But how God looks at innocent blood. I'm telling you what, Hawk, we're under judgment. That may be infuriating to a lot of people. It may anger a lot of people. But I don't care. We're under judgment. And you can have whatever prophets are preaching, oh, this is going to be the best time. Not one thing that, you know, the supposed COINTELPRO people have said is going to, the deep state, they're going to be arrested. Oh, Trump's just buying his time. When Barr let Comey walk, you knew it was over.
For two times in a row.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't. Listen, I'm not the anonymous Q. I am the SQ. Just meaning I've been asked all the time, are you the Q? I said, no, I'm not the Q. I'm SQ, you know, the Q file.
As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, they probably chose the Q to try to put it on to Steve Quayle in a certain degree. Although Q clearance is a special clearance, as we know, Steve. But, you know, here's what I'm going to say right here. We're talking about what Lord Jesus had to say and what the so-called, what I call the religious or the types or the Christians that think they're Christians but know not of Jesus, okay, or his word. And here's what Jesus said in Matthew 24, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And Jesus says, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then he says, they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then the fact is Jesus is not saying this is going to be the great hoopa-doopa, you know, revival this minute and everything's going to be fine. He says that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. You know, I mean, it's just, it's right there, you know. Steve, I read this stuff out of the Bible so I don't make mistakes on it, you know.
Yeah, but in essence, Hawk, iniquity does abound. The mystery of iniquity is lawlessness. You see it right now. Again, I challenge everybody. My position on Donald Trump is this, and I said it before. Before God allows the United States to be destroyed by China and Russia, and you and I both know I said that before there was any, you know, nuclear war saber rattling.
Yeah,
I said God's going to reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God. This place is debauched. And I want to share this. I woke up this morning, Hawk. You've been warning people to get food. And I these are the words that came into my spirit. Empty grocery shelves across the country. Not to be restocked. People've got to understand that. Of course, in Hurricane Alley, you're seeing empty water shell, water and food and everything. But the word I got this morning, and I was up and on all night, I'm stirred in my spirit, okay? And all I can tell everybody is the Hawk's been telling you like it is. I've been trying to tell you. I think I've told you like it is. You may not like it, but the only one that's going to take Hawk through, me through, and you through is Jesus. Don't look for a revival in sin. And unfortunately, when Jesus said in diverse places with earthquakes, as the perverse places become even more perverted, look which cities are turning to literally sewer pits, drowning in their own defecant. And I mean, it's literally madness on the West Coast. And by the way, the Democrats control every city. And if you don't understand, there are cities and there are times appointed to judgment. Hawk, God bless you, brother. I've got to go, but thank you for doing what you do.
Listen, brother, God bless you. I'll give stevequayle.com, ladies and gentlemen. What's your Gen 6 site, Steve?
G-E. ENSIX.com. I'm going to say this, you know, this year we've got people that have never spoken publicly about their UFO and their, you know, family's alien craft, back engineering, Gary Sturman, etc. It's going to be a powerful, powerful point. And I think a lot of mouths will drop this year because it's going to shake up their paradigm.
Yeah, and then I think we'll see them, brother.
Well, people are seeing them right now. And, Hawk, yeah. Because I had to cut tonight short, I'll come on next week with you. And we'll go through
Roger
all the
that.
Cryptoids. The cryptoids that people are seeing, okay?
Roger that. You have a good night, my brother. Thank you for coming on. God bless you.
Thanks, Hawk.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Brother Steve Quayle. He had some other business to attend to this evening, and so he gave us a good quick half hour. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot say that enough. Brother Quayle's been telling you that for years. And that is the man, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Steve Quayle is the one who made it okay for old Hawk. Years ago, I started listening to him for me to come back to the Lord Jesus for where I had been, okay? And I'm a tough monkey. I ain't no little cherry boy around the block, you know. Eating a lollipop and that kind of junk. I've had my stuff, and I've had a life full of life, you know what I'm saying? And I still have to repent on a weekly basis because I'll tell you what, Lord Jesus doesn't pick people who are milquetoast little sissies to do what he needs to do because this world is big and bad. And there are people that come to try to kill you. When you go out and you step out like Brother Quayle has done for 20-some years, 20, you know, going on 30 years for him. And I've been on the show 15 years. I cannot believe it. It's like I started yesterday, and it's just been bam. But all then I think back, and I think of all the stuff that goes on, and all of the wounds you take in the field of battle when you are working on behalf of the Lord Jesus and you're striking blows against his enemies. I try to strike blows, and I was recruited to do so against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And then secondarily, my second charge was to warn the remnant, those who have eyes to see and ears to hear about what is to come and how you might prepare for it. And that first preparation, ladies and gentlemen, that first preparation is to repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart and to be your Savior, and you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. And I'll tell you what, when I was in a coma for 3 days, I was in the tunnel of light. I did not go to heaven, but the Lord Jesus was with me. And in the midst of that tunnel, and then I could look down into the hospital room, like through that tunnel, and I could look down there and see my body, okay? And right around that, all surrounding that body, I could see them looking up at me because they knew I was up there with Jesus, all these demonic faces and stuff. There are so many things that are being unleashed, that black awakening, that dark army that Sister Sue used to talk about, you know, Sue Bradley. And all of these kind of things. I remember the general that Steve talks about, El Dottore, Steve once asked him, how many demons do you think would be after those who are, he said, everybody who works for the Lord Jesus got at least about 20,000 of them coming at you. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you better get your relationship right with Lord Jesus. It does not have to be right with the building fund of the super-duper gigantus among us, super church. The getting the thing right is with Lord Jesus himself and our Father in heaven, who gave his only begotten Son, and then he came down here. And there's power in the blood of Jesus, and if you will take advantage of the best deal in the world, in the universe, he can wash your sins clean. And he'll start to clean you up, and he'll manifest himself to you. And then I would tell you to read John 14, I've read it to you so many times. And he also will tell you, you know, you got to have the faith in the mustard seed, right? And then what else did the Lord Jesus, what is another gift that he gave you? He gave you dominion over serpents and scorpions. You see, and if you see one out there that looks a little bit like a snake, you just stomp it with your boot heel or chop it with your machete and walk on down the line. You see the scorpion? I remember when I was a kid with my daddy and going down to see his old army buddy in Seguin, Texas, years ago. And the old army buddy was a roughneck and a roused about in the old sort of kind of way. That old oil field kind of a guy, 6'6" and long and skinny with them long arms. He could wrap that around that pipe with the chain, you know. And old, I'm not going to say the name. And I remember a scorpion skittering across the thing. And he took that big cowboy boot and he stomped that scorpion and went, kerplat! Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Brother Quayle's site at gen6.com or stevequayle.com and click through. And if you can't go to Branson to see it, I think there's probably just a few tickets left. You probably can still get one if you can, but if not, pre-order, okay, the DVDs that they're going to produce showing you everything. That is worth doing. And if you do the pre-order of that, I believe you're getting a free book. I think you're going to get Terminated, The End of Man is Near or Here by Steve Quayle, his Terminated book, which is just a tremendous book to read. And then the other thing is, ladies and gentlemen, you can get the live streaming where you can see all of the speakers, Steve, Tim Alberino, all the different people, Gary Stearman, all the different ones that are going to be on. Is just going to be fantastic, okay? And then you can see that live as they do the show. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I think that this time he's going to bring out, he's going to tell you the truth as much as he possibly can. And I know the guests and things, George Knapp from Las Vegas is going to be there speaking. George Knapp has broken a lot of stories, you know, about UFOs and about Area 51 and Bob Lazar and all of that. Those were all Knapp stories. He also broke one a few years ago, which was kind of interesting. Ran into some guys that were following him as he went to go report on a UFO sighting and perhaps a crash over in the desert. As he went there by Needles, California, I believe, I think by Needles it was. And all of a sudden, he started seeing these black SUVs and stuff around him, found him in traffic. And old Knapp stopped and said, who the heck are you guys? What are you doing here, you know? And they said, well, we're just wondering who you are, and here's who we are. And they flashed something and showed him some kind of a deal. And old Knapp figured it out, went to talk to somebody that he knew, and he said, yeah, those guys are the real deal. Well, that was the MMV, you see. They use different names. Everybody in the world, and you, if you don't understand it, they can be anybody who they want to be, and they can also have any kind of ID, be in any branch of the service, anything that you want to see. That's who they are for this day, okay? But they are who they are, and they're just incredible, and Brother Quayle's known them, and they help to protect Steve. They help to protect me and another one or two people I know. But the true protection, as Steve said, is the Lord Jesus. The only thing that's going to get you through is the power of the blood of Jesus. And the MMB would tell you that too. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is much needed and wanted. It can be sent. It can be FRNs, medals, money order check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold, and God bless all those who do help and assist. And, you know, it's just amazing to me. It's just like old Warren Soul Drive, just incredible. Bellevue, Washington, Yerington, Nevada. Just people I've known over there, Rochester, Minnesota, Santa Clarita, Temecula, Murrieta, Buffalo, New York. Just incredible. Jacksonville, Florida. The old Maine Maniacs. All of them. The Cucamonga Survivor, the High Cut Road people. Just incredible all over. You know, those from Springfield, Illinois, those from St. Louis, Missouri, those from Fort Scott, those from all over. Topanga Canyon, Salmon River, Houston, all the different places in Texas that you'd ever want to see. North Dallas, God bless old North Dallas as well. But ladies and gentlemen, the numbers in total out here working directly for the Lord Jesus are smaller than you think. And I talked to you about last night how the Luciferians, how they're going to come for you. And Steve talked about it tonight. I know this just was their thing. They're reviving these stories. Why do these stories come out now about new and improved guillotines again? They come out now because they're going to use them. Okay? And the deal is that the Luciferians want to reduce the planet population about 80-90%. Why does Deagle, DEAGEL.com, Deagle, why do they, who make predictions for the CIA about the population of the United States, okay, why does Deagle say, as of 2017, they said that we had 327 million people and a GDP of about 19 trillion and the world population of about 7.4 billion. And why do they say that the United States population, which has been revised upward from their first prediction, by the way, but they say in 2025, the United States will have only 100 million people with a GDP of 2.4 trillion. Instead of 20 trillion or 19 trillion, and that the world's population will be 6.9 billion. So it's going to drop quite a bit, and it could drop further than that. And let me tell you, there's stuff going on you can't believe. DARPA, I was telling you, they want all this underground storage. Why? Brother Quayle's talking about it. The Russians fractured, I believe it's the Russians, fractured with after that incident off the coast of Alaska, where they had their deep down sub and then investigating something there. We had a spacecraft or a underwater, a USO that I believe was out of China Lake. That's the United States Navy's base for exotic spacecraft, was out of China Lake. Okay. California. And they were up there. And then, but in the background was the good old Russian Akula class killer. Okay. And it, as our guys approached with their sensors and everything, and with their weapon systems hot, ready to go against the Russian, who I believe was down there up to no good doing something off the coast of Alaska, at that moment, hidden in the background was the Russian sub, and it launched torpedoes at our spacecraft or our underwater craft, and see if you can figure out that you can create an ability to go so fast through the air or through space, you can do the same thing underwater, ladies and gentlemen. It creates a force field around the craft. It makes it glide. Anyway, they then tried to blow quick and to get up out of the water, and the torpedo chased it, caught it, and we had to scuttle our craft. After that incident, and then the Russian sub, which we fired on with probably electromagnetic weapons, etc., limped back to Russia. That's when all those quakes in China Lake started happening. That's when Russia turned on the quake machine. We talked about it back as it was happening. And Brother Quayle's right. They destroyed a lot of stuff, and that there is need for underground bases. Now, we had some deals in certain bases where we had agreements at Dulce and other places. We had agreements with aliens or space aliens or pine scum or, in some cases, hybrids, or in other cases themselves, like perhaps Antarctica and others, of actual fallen angels still being on the planet or having recently arrived back here again. And consequently, ladies and gentlemen, we're at that time where it's all going to go wah, 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 wah. But the fact is, the highest levels in the United States military, intelligence, and government, and I'm talking about all branches, some of the highest levels are stone-cold Luciferians. They worship Lucifer, the Lightbringer. They owe their money and allegiance to the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the big banking houses, the Turnun taxes, the royal families who own so much, the Chinese trillionaires, all of this stuff. And those people, as Albert Pike said, tell it to the brother of the 32nd degree, that the God we worship in Masonry is not Adonai, but is Lucifer the Lightbringer. Now that book, you're in a blue lodge, you think you're doing good, you're in the Royal Ark, you think you're doing good, and it's all about the Lord and all of that, then go look at Albert Pike, who was the guy, when you go get your 33rd degree, you're going to look up and see him on the ceiling, from what I was told, by somebody who renounced that. And the fact is, there's degrees beyond that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus is who you need to pay attention to, and then you also need to pay attention to Matthew 25, who he beautifully lays out the fact that you need to prepare. You need to have the lamp oil, and the extra wicks, so that you can be ready when the bridegroom comes. And if you haven't prepared, and you're not ready, and you're not there when the bridegroom comes, and you knock on the door like the silly or the foolish virgins did and say, Lord, Lord, open to us now. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. People say, Hawk, what are you going to do when your third brother-in-law's cousin of the hoop de holler comes and says, let me in. I know you got food and water in here in your joint, you know, and you're going to feed me and my, you know, kids. I say, I'll take your children in, but you can stay out there. Here's a bag of rice. Now get off my property. I warned you 20 years ago. I warned you 15 years ago. I warned you 12, 10, 9, 11, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4 years ago. I ain't warning you no more. Now here you are. Verily, verily, I know ye not. Okay? And that's the way I look at it and see it. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I warned you the other night. We talked to you about deep background of people hearing the list of the police in the metropolitan area of Cincinnati, and that they had a call back at the beginning of the week of the Coleraine area, in the Cincinnati metro, and that there was a call about multiple men in bulletproof vests or in armor, body armor, and that had long rifles, you know. And the cops showed up to check them, and then the cops let them go. And then everybody had to switch over to another channel. And I warned you then, I don't know what it is, but there's a game afoot. And before Congress comes back, I'm going to warn you, there's liable to be, possibly over this weekend, some weird, crazy shootings to try to drive and force the issue to come to get the guns. And they're coming one to come to get them. And if you do not own one at this point, then you should go out tonight or tomorrow morning and go ahead and initiate the purchase to do it. If you can go and get one at a gun show, and buy it that way, then buy it that way. If you got a good gun store in town where you like the guy or you know him, go up and say, hey, I don't have a lot of money, but do you have a good used 12-gauge shotgun, a pump, or do you have a fairly decent, maybe a used? I can remember buying a Glock that had not been fired very much. I bought I wished I still had it. Somebody stole it from me years ago. It was a Glock 45 caliber, a Glock 21. And that was my favorite pistol. Well, somebody did steal it from me at one point in time in another state when I was traveling. Took it out of the car. But the fact of the matter is, which I reported to the police at the time down there, so don't somebody think that's a great little deal to investigate or something. But the fact is that gun did not cost me what a new Glock did back then. And it had been owned by a state patrolman, by a highway patrolman who just traded it in. And he had fired some, but had a couple extra magazines and all of that. But I bought it for at least $150 or $200 less than what a new Glock would cost. But yet it had not been fired, and I can remember the original stuff on the Glocks. They were firing them 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 rounds to see how long it would last when they first came out. But get you something, you know. There's a Steiger, S-T-O-E-G-E-R pistol that's a semi-auto. I think I saw it in a Bass Pro thing for $299. There are the Tauruses that are less expensive. Get you something either new or good used. If you can only get something, if you get a revolver, then get one. Maybe like a 357, so it'll shoot 357 or 38, either way. But do that. 12-gauge shotgun first. If you only can get one, get that one. Go ahead and get you several cases or get you 1,000 rounds of ammunition. And you can have, you know, double odd buck, number four buck. You could get number two, number four shot, you know, six shot, whatever it is. If you want to get flechette rounds and some sail cutters and some Fiero rounds that you can see the fire go down range, you know, at night, well, then get some of that too. But, oh, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better lay in some food and some water and water purification and water storage. These water blocks I have some 55-gallon water barrels, you know, which are good. And then I was talking to a buddy in Florida, as a matter of fact, the last couple of days, and I was reminding him about the aerobic 7 treatment, the oxygenation treatment that you can get. And you can get it. I got mine from Nitro Pack years ago. I think different people sell it, but it's like an aerobic 7, and you could add like a few ounces of it to 50 gallon drum of water that you put in a blue barrel, clean, fresh, brand new water barrel. You could also get the 15 gallon ones or the smaller ones or the better ones, I think. But you could add that in, and it would not create any kind of it would kill all the germs, bugs, and all the stuff for up to 5 years. I think it might last a little bit longer than that, but I figured even if I don't retreat it, I just leave it sealed, that it would kill most of the stuff, and then I could bring it out and pump it back out, run it through my Berkey, okay, with the black Berkey water filters. And I could drink it, because if I can go out and get pond water or something from a and then run it through if you get something like that, run it through an old t-shirt cloth or cheesecloth to get a lot of the gunk and junk out, and then run it through your Berkey, all right? But you'd better get it ready and you better get it going. And I would also tell people, now is the time that if you have fish, listen to me carefully, if you've got fish tanks and fish, quote unquote, it would be a good thing to make sure that you get some of the Thomas Labs, perhaps amoxicillin, you know, the Fish Mox Forte, the 500 milligram 100 count, or the cephalexin, the 500 milligram cephalexin, or some other different things. And you can look all that stuff up, go to fish antibiotics. And then you can also go and you can understand that you can check those to see who they're made by. And you can also see then on various drug manufacturers' books, you know, where you can go to look up the color of the pill, the numbers and the letters on the side, who makes it, the strength, the whole bit. And you can verify that they're made by the same people and they're the same basic antibiotic made for people. And then you got Joe Alton, MD, you know, he's got the book where there are no doctors, that kind of stuff. He's got a lot of good kits, you know, first aid kits. You might check into him and see what he says about fish antibiotics. But anyway, it'll help you to keep your fish healthy, that's for sure. NBC gear, all of it, extra boots, extra clothes, you know, I mean, I think we're going to have tough winter coming. I think you're going to have some stuff where if Bill Gates even has his way, you're going to dim the sunlight. It's going to destroy the growing ability to grow food, and it's going to get really a lot colder. They're already altering the weather patterns, and incidentally, if you look at that mimic, the tropic, let's see if I've got it up here. I think I've got it popped up. I'll just give it to you again. tropic.ssec.wisc.edu. And then look it up for, you know, mimic-tpw2m. And then when you get it, sometimes you're gooped up. All right. At the top layer, it'll say color scale. Well, give it the NRL color scale. Click on that. You go to layer. Click on the TPW layer. You go to the main, I would tell you to look at either North America or, in this case, I'm telling you to look at North Atlantic, okay? If you look at North Atlantic right now and then time span, click on the drop tab and do the 24-hour. And the animation, HTML5. But watch what's going on, and you'll see out of Africa, you're seeing the Tesla howitzer shooting the energy bolt out of Central Africa, which tells me it's Chinese, right in and driving that storm into Florida and making that eye form right up. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for protect your family and home. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against Lucy. And ladies and gentlemen, Fandango Rangers know what's at. And old Mickey LaFleur, the best man on the 338 I've ever seen. Reach out and touch him, Mickey, when the time comes. Squeeze it. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Good night.